go in. Lanny Paulson, state champion back in 1979, 155-pound 3A state champion on the mats, will be one of that that very prestigious group that will go in on February 4th. He joins us right now. Lanny, I appreciate the time. How are you doing?
Great, Jim. Thank you.
Well, first off, congratulations on going into the Fruita Monument Hall of Fame. As I mentioned, you won the 1979 155-pound state title for the 3A classification. You're the Southwestern League Most Valuable Wrestler that year. You also, the year before, fourth place finish at state. You're a two-time league champion as well. You only lost eight matches your entire career. You went 76-8 before you went on to wrestle collegiately, but congratulations on being voted in. And what was that moment like for you when you found out that you're going into the Wildcat Hall of Fame?
Well, I was very humbled and honored. I mean, there's a lot of great history at Fruita Monument, especially when it comes to the tradition for wrestling. I was just honored to be included with the group in 2022 and all those that have preceded me.
Lanny Paulson, former Fruita Monument state wrestling champion, joining us today. Mentioned you won it at 155 back in 1979. Kind of take us through that state tournament that year, Lanny, in regard to winning a state title and some of the challenges that maybe you faced that year.
Well, it's always a challenge when you step out on the mat. Had a great senior year. Went undefeated through the year. Actually, only ended up giving up 5 points that were scored against me all year. One of those was in the finals. I knew I had a really tough finals match coming up with Easter Bowling out of Boulder. It was a tough match, ended up winning in overtime. So it was just kind of the highlight of my high school career for sure.
Lanny Paulson joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Who do you give a lot of credit for, Lanny, in regarding to shaping you as a wrestler back then?
Oh, man. There's a long list of those people that, like I said, Fruita had a strong tradition in wrestling that was originally built by Jack Pollock. He retired before I got into high school, and so my high school coach was Gene Williams, and he was a great coach also. But kind of the cool thing about growing up in Fruita is you learn so much from all the wrestlers that came before you, whether it was Joe Silva, the Hoisingtons, the Reeds. Everybody was always welcome in the room, and you just picked up different things from different people. If I had to narrow it down to one, it'd probably have to be Bill Trump. He was one of my junior high school teachers, and coaches, he basically ran, I guess, what you'd consider a summer program for us then. He hauled us all around the state during the summer doing, the freestyle tournaments. He had a wrestling room at his house where we were always welcome to go out there and work out whenever we wanted to. And so he just provided us with a lot of mat time and a lot of experience.
And you're right about the tradition at Fruita, where you'd be out competing. And like I said, a Joe Silva, multi-time state champion, who's also in the Fruita Monument Hall of Fame, or in his case, the Fruita Hall of Fame, going back to the school before it became Fruita Monument. The Dirk Hoisingtons, Larry Reed, guys like that. I mean, that's what an incredible amount of talent and knowledge that, those guys were always around the program, and you could always tap into that. Also, living out in Fruita, you'd see those guys and a chance to pick their brains a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was critical for me personally and for everyone. Like I said, it's everyone kind of has their own style of wrestling and different things that work for them. And, you might pick one thing up from this guy and something from somebody else. I learned to ride from Dick Hoisington. I mean, he taught me how to ride, how to use arm bars. Picked up some things from Larry Reed that were a little bit more unconventional, I guess you'd say, but there were certainly situations where those moves that he taught came in handy. So, that's just learned a lot from a lot of different people.
He's going into the 2022 Fruita Monument Hall of Fame. Lanny Paulson, former state champion back in 1979, joining us on the program today. Who was the guy, though, that you had to wrestle against at practice, Lanny, that maybe tested you and helped you have that kind of undefeated season that you had as a senior? Who's a guy you give credit for just after physically pushing you on the mats?
Well, there was, you know, we had a good class in 1979, so there was a lot of talent in the room. You know, everyone from Ronnie Haller to Sid Veal and Terry Forney, there's just a lot of people around my weight class that, you had to bring it in practice or, you're going to get your butt kicked. So that, all those guys help push.
And then you went on to wrestle collegiately. You were at the University of Utah, where you're a NCAA Division I freshman All-American. And you were a three-time before you, of course, you're at Utah. Then you moved on to Northern Colorado to wrestle for the Bears. You were a three-time NCAA Division II All-American. UNC's Most Valuable Wrestler on two different occasions, All-Conference Academic Team three times. So the collegiate part of you went from Utah to Northern Colorado. Kind of take us through that period of time as a collegiate wrestler for Lanny Paulson.
I got recruited to go wrestle at the University of Utah, and that was, and you talk about, we had a stellar team that year. I think we'd won the WAC for the first time in like 10 years, and eight of the 10 starters that year were freshmen or sophomores. So a really talented group in the room. I really learned a lot in that first year and got a lot better. Unfortunately, because of Title IX, they ended up dropping the wrestling program after my freshman year. So that's why I transferred to UNC. And, that was kind of a – UNC had always kind of been where former Fruita High School wrestlers went to wrestle. So I was excited to go to UNC and wrestle there. And, had three good years there. I think I won over 120 matches in college. And, so that was, very, very rewarding because that's tough to do. You don't come across too many slouches at the collegiate level.
No doubt about that. You finished seventh, fifth, and third at the Division II Nationals during your career at Northern Colorado. Lanny Paulson joining us in the program. And then the years after you competed on the mats, you spent some time as, Fruita Monument's assistant softball coach in 2017, 2018. Your daughter Mallory went on to be an outstanding collegiate softball player as well. And so you had that connection with, and I remember you and I had played some slow pitch softball together back in the day on a couple of different teams. But softball also kind of part of your life as well in playing and also coaching.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had a lot of fun with playing fast pitch softball, particularly. Once I got out of college, we had a really good team. We ended up placing third one year. I think it was 1990, back at the ASA Class A Nationals, and I finished fourth, I believe. Really enjoyed being able to play fast pitch softball, and I was glad that my daughters both enjoyed the sport, so I was able to stay connected with that through them for an extended period after that.
Yeah, and to clarify, we played in a couple like tournament slow pitch softball teams. I wasn't nearly good enough to play fast pitch with you guys, but I remember playing a couple of those teams back in the day. Lanny Paulson joining us, and these days, Lanny, since 2010, you worked for Montrose County. You're the assistant finance director for Montrose County. So you've also worked for the city of Grand Junction previously. So you've been involved in city government in those areas for both here in the Valley and also in Montrose.
Yeah, I'm proud of my stint as a public servant. I do look at my job as doing what I can to help the local communities from the finance, budget, and accounting side. So, I've had a long, good career in that fold too. So,
well, Lanny, I appreciate.